Welcome into today's community close-up we have with us today.
Wanda Young.
And you're with the Yancey Humane Society.
Yes.
Well, we're glad to see you today. A lot going on with the Humane Society right now. It's a very busy time. It's getting to be springtime. You got a rabies clinic coming up. Tell me about it.
We do. It is going to be this Saturday at the shelter. It will be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Any cat, kitten, puppy, or dog that is 16 weeks of age or older is welcome to come get their one-year vaccine, and the cost is $10 each.
It's a good thing, but it's also a state law that they have to be vaccinated, correct?
It is. It is the state law in North Carolina that any animal, cat or dog, that is 16 weeks of age or older has to be vaccinated with the current rabies vaccine.
So you can just bring them there to the shelter. That's where you're holding the clinic at.
Right, you do. There'll be folks there to help you with parking. And if you happen to have dogs that are better suited to remain in the car, maybe they might be a little fractious or a little scared, if you will just come in and go through the procedure, and then at the end, just let us know. We will come out to your car for you and do that. But all cats do have to be brought inside, and cats have to be in a carrier. You can't carry them in a blanket or bring them in your arms.
That way everybody's safe. And the hours for that again?
9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
9 until 3 this Saturday at the Yancey Humane Society shelter, which is located at
962 Cane River School Road.
Okay.
Just above the middle school. During that day, if you decide that you would like to sign up for our low-cost spay-neuter, that will be going on as well. You will be able to sign up for a low-cost spay-neuter cat program we have. For all male cats, that cost is only $20, and for female cats, that cost is $35. And we will give you all of the information as to when and where that will be happening. That's done through our local shelter vet, Dr. Stacy Jones at Cane River Vet. And for dogs, we do that through the ASPCA Humane Alliance organization in Asheville, North Carolina. And the cost for dogs is $50.
So, again, if folks want more information while they're there getting the rabies shot, that'd be a good time to find out or maybe even sign up.
Right. And because you sign up on that particular day for dogs, we're only going to ask you to pay $35 instead of the normal $50. We just want the community and the public to have this opportunity. We know that sometimes the cost of getting that done is a little much for some folks, so we want to try to offer them an opportunity to get it done a little bit easier.
And when you guys do these, that's a big day. There's a lot of folks come, don't they?
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic on Monday mornings at the shelter with everybody bringing in their animals. But, yeah, we will transport them for you, and you will just have to bring them to us and come pick them up.
Okay, and you'll explain all that to them when the time comes.
Yes, we will. That's a lot of information.
Yeah, I understand. But again, that's a service that's available. Of course, you can take advantage of the opportunity during the rabies clinic or any time that you folks are open. What's the hours at the shelter?
We are open from 12 until 5 on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and we're open on Saturdays from 12 until 4. We're closed on Wednesdays and closed on Sundays.
Okay. Well, good. So remember that. I would suppose you might have maybe one or two animals available for adoption if somebody, maybe one or two.
Maybe just a few, particularly dogs. We're actually low on cats right now. We don't have. But kitten season is coming.
Yeah, it's arriving soon.
It's the calm before the storm. But we do have several wonderful dogs and cats available.
We hope folks will consider that, get you a forever friend, because there's nothing like it. So now, the rabies clinic is this weekend, but you guys have got a lot of other stuff going on. So what else you got to tell me about?
Yeah, it's a busy time. It's the spring. We always have a lot going on. The next Saturday, April 28th, is also volunteer orientation. And if you are interested or would like to become a volunteer at our shelter, we would like for you to come out and go through our orientation so that we can explain to you what the rules are, to give you a tour of our shelter so that you would know where things are. And that's going to be at 2 o'clock on Saturday, April 28th. And it takes about an hour to an hour and a half to do that.
What are some of the volunteer opportunities that are available to folks there at the shelter?
People can choose to participate in a ton of different activities, some of which maybe most folks aren't even aware of that we have. We have a food pantry at our shelter that we offer free cat and dog food to anyone in the public who might be struggling or have a need. Maybe you're running a little short this month and you need to have some help with that. And so we bag that up and put it in bags. So it's nice to have someone who might come out and help us do that. We also do adoption events a lot of times on the weekend. We need lots of help in loading and unloading and getting things ready for that. We wash lots of dog bowls and do lots of laundry. So it's not just activities in which you can be with an animal. Of course, we want you to if that's what you want to do. But if you have a list of things on your application that you can just kind of check off and let us know if you are interested in doing that. And volunteering at the Bark and Basement is also something that volunteers might be interested in doing. The Bark and Basement, as most everyone knows, benefits the Humane Society because the money they raise goes straight back into the shelter and helps us provide for all of the strays in Yancey County.
The Bark and Basement, tell us where it's at and what its hours are.
The Bark and Basement is located between Go Grocery and Fred's, and it is a resale store in which anyone can donate various items from gently used clothing to furniture to whatever else stuff you might have that you want to clean out of your home. We will gladly take it and resell it. And the hours, they are open at 10 a.m. through the week and on Saturday, and they close at 4.
Any other big events coming up we need to talk about?
Yeah, we just have one other big event coming up on Saturday, May the 5th. We're calling it Landscape Day, and we need lots of volunteers to help us do some landscaping around the shelter. We're working in our play yards. We have a little pond in our play yards with a little waterfall, and we want to open that up and make it bigger for the dogs. So that's going to require a lot of strong backs and a lot of strong arms and hands, and we would love it if people could come out and give us a hand with that.
And that's on May the 5th.
Yes.
May 5th.
And we'll provide lunch.
So if folks need more information about any of this stuff, they can get in touch with you guys. What's the phone number at the shelter?
Yes, 828-682-9510. And if you call before noon, on days that we open at noon, no one will answer the phone, so make sure if you call us, give us a call during business hours.
Okay, sounds great. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to come over and talk to us and update us, and come back and see us again soon and let us know what's happening.
I will. Thank you so much.
Our guest today, Wanda Young of the Yancey Humane Society. Wanda, thank you for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.